Well, this election is a tight election and tightening, it would seem, through the campaign. And one of the most closely watched contests is in the battle by the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, to hang on to his marginal seat of Dixon on the northwestern edge of Brisbane. The one-time Liberal leadership challenger holds Dixon by a margin of just 1.7%. And there's been a pretty ferocious campaign from Get Up and unions to make sure that he is booted out on May the 18th. Annie Guest reports.
We are a national icon. You'll see us on the flag.
About 30 kilometres north of Brisbane City, residents wander through market stalls dotted around the Petrie Historical Village.
Things don't change dramatically.
As a musician sings for Koala and Wildlife Celebration Day. Out here, densely populated suburbs give way to acreage, becoming increasingly rural to the west and north in this seat of Dixon. The loss of habitat to development worries those who choose to live here because of the natural bushy environment. Last election in Dixon, it helped the Greens poll almost 10%.
I want my kids to be able to grow up the way I did with all animals around, but yeah, they're knocking a lot down to build units and houses and things like that, so.
And does that play into your mind at the ballot box?
I think so, yeah.
31-year-old nurse Lauren Acera and her 38-year-old husband Stuart, a sales manager, are enjoying a sunny blue sky Sunday morning at the markets with their children.
We have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and yeah, we find daycare quite crippling actually to be able to get back to work. But I find sometimes the childcare subsidy goes towards people that are low income workers or people that don't work, but having two incomes is a bit different.
So from what you've seen then, has it been enough to make up your mind?
Not really, hey hon.
No, we're sort of definitely still on the fence. I guess it's the better of two evils, I guess.
Further south, on a weekday morning, more than 20 unionists wave placards at the passing traffic outside Peter Dutton's electorate office.
What do we do? The rules are broken.
Change the rules.
What do we do?
Some protesters are clad in protective work gear and they're campaigning on issues including penalty rates and the casualisation of work. The campaign is led by Peter Ong, the State Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union.
Most mornings and afternoons we'll get around 20 to 30 protesters. We're all over the place, down at Castledine, at Bunnings, up at Petrie roundabout, and obviously at the front of Peter Dutton's office because he always loves to see us out here. So.
To win, Peter Dutton or his Labor opponent will likely need preferences from the other 6 Dixon candidates. Peter Ong again.
We're not too concerned about Palmer United. I don't think he's going to have a real effect in this electorate. We are concerned about Pauline Hanson because, you know, again, she does identify issues that people in this electorate are concerned about.
Peter Ong says some former Labor-supporting older voters embrace Pauline Hanson's anti-immigration mantra, and he worries those residents could also favour Peter Dutton. Another third party trying to end Peter Dutton's 18-year hold on Dixon is the activist group Get Up, which first agreed, then declined, to take part in this story, saying its volunteers are weary of media attention. Its so-called Ditch Dutton campaign has 350 volunteers. Get Up says 8,500 households have been door-knocked by teams of 10 to 12 volunteers walking the streets every weekend. Get Up is also cold calling voters and lobbying them by phone, trying to change minds vote by vote in this electorate of high average wage earners. They won't have to worry about 31-year-old self-employed electrician Wayne Howlett.
Even though like I've got my own business, they're probably more beneficial to vote Liberal, but my parents are both on low incomes, like back in Sydney, and I don't like Peter Dutton. I just don't like him and his character at all. And I just don't trust him.
Peter Dutton declined to be interviewed, but in the southern, more densely populated part of his electorate, voters are constantly reminded of his presence through several large billboard advertisements. Peter Dutton's promise of car parks for the train station is a vote swayer for Dixon resident Christine.
For me, yes.
Why is that?
Because I have to use it quite often. And if I don't get here past 7 in the morning, I've got no chance.
Labor's candidate Ali France is a former journalist and daughter of a former state MP. Dixon's campaign became controversial when Peter Dutton accused Ali France of using her disability as an excuse for living outside the electorate.
Hi, Dixon, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's today
good.
She's campaigning at a pre-polling station.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
Will Ali France have your vote?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Ali France, this is obviously a rusted-on Labor voter. Do you hear people who previously voted LNP tell you that they're ready to change, to support you?
I've spoken to many thousands of people over the last 14 months while campaigning, and I've spoken to quite a few rusted-on Liberal voters who are finding it very, very difficult to vote for Mr. Dutton this time.
In a Fernie Hills playground, swinging voter Anna Sylvester is enjoying time with her two children.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting under.
I'm a teacher and I have my own business as well.
Just in your spare time?
Yeah, basically.
What do you do?
I'm an artist.
What kind of art?
Visual art, so watercolour mostly.
You've braved it out here in the break from the rain?
Yeah, they get pretty restless.
So, Anna, what do you want to see from the political parties?
I suppose the main thing is following through on what they say they'll do. With young family, things like the amount of money being put into education, and also from the other perspective, my parents are both retired, so not taking away, I suppose, what they've budgeted for in their retirement.
Have either of the parties made promises that you've thought, I'll support that?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Undecided views like those of Anna Sylvester suggest the political messages are not yet resonating, despite months of ferocious campaigning by the candidates and third-party groups.
Any guest reporting there from the seat of Dixon, Peter Dutton declined our request for an interview.